just, I walked around her side of the car, pulled open her door, and got her up and turned around up on the seat, and back around behind the wing strut, and she's still handcuffed behind her. Grab her by the arms and let her put her feet up on the step and walk off her feet on in, and then she sits down. Once she's inside, now again, she's pretty much confined, can't move. There's a period there where I have to go back out and get my car and just move it 15 feet. And I tell her what I'm going to do, you know, about something. I'm going to be watching it. You start getting out of the airplane, please don't do it because I don't want a bunch of holes in the side of my airplane where I have to shoot you through the side of the airplane. No. I said something to that effect. She and the other two were, you know, just sat there bored, didn't even both blink an eye. And I got back in and started the airplane up and taxied out, of course, that.